For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says the U.S. will not punish Saudi Arabia or Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He says he's putting the U.S. economic relationship first over the accountability for the assassination.
It's all about America first. We're not going to give up hundreds of billions of dollars in orders and let Russia, China, and everybody else have them.
A New York Times report says last spring, President Trump wanted the Justice Department to prosecute two political adversaries, Hillary Clinton and former FBI Director James Comey. The report says that then White House counsel Don McGahn had to talk the president out of the idea of prosecuting them. Jonathan Turley teaches law at George Washington University.
He doesn't appreciate his limited role.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Federal health officials are once again telling people to stay away from romaine lettuce because it may be contaminated with E. coli. The CDC's Tom Skinner says, if you don't know if it's romaine or not, don't eat it.
This is the whole romaine, hearts of romaine, salads with romaine lettuce in it, anything with romaine, we're asking them to throw out.
32 cases have been confirmed in 11 states, and more than a dozen have ended up in the hospital. After an outbreak of E. coli found in romaine lettuce last spring, safeguards were put into place. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at the White House, USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
Tis the sound of the season. President Trump and First Lady Melania kicking off the holidays as the White House Christmas tree delivered to D.C., the president pointing to the tree and giving it a thumbs up. The tree north of 19 feet from a tree farm in North Carolina.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the cold weather upon us, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reminds us to use heaters safely.
Experts and fire officials say people should never plug a space heater into an extension cord or a power strip. They say doing so is a major fire hazard, as extension cords and power strips are just not designed to handle the energy load of a space heater, which can cause the extension cord or power strip to overheat and potentially catch fire. Heating elements within a space heater can reach temperatures over 500 degrees, so they say they should always be plugged directly into a wall unit and watched very closely when in use. Also, keep them several feet away from anything combustible.
A new angle to fight the opioid epidemic, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Attorney General Pam Bondi is suing Walgreens and CVS over what she says is their role in the opioid crisis. Bondi explains on Fox News why everyone needs to be held accountable.
While millions of pills were going to pharmacies, and they knew the red flags, they were warned of the red flags, that's what our lawsuit alleges. This is part of a big, big picture. And you know, whether you are a manufacturer, distributor, a pharmacy, and you see millions of pills coming into a distribution center right in Florida, in Lakeland, Florida, and over 2 million going to Tampa alone, they knew there were things to look for. They didn't look for them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.